As if to underscore the economic challenges facing the Bush administration, the government announced today that the unemployment rate shot up to 6% in November. The jump was a big one, 0.3 percentage point. And another survey released by the Labor Department today shows that business payrolls are shrinking by 40,000 jobs as of last month. NPR's Jack Speer has more.
The unexpectedly large increase in the unemployment rate shows, with Christmas less than a month away, the broad economic picture remains murky. The report showed continued job losses across the board, with the exception of some scattered hiring within the service sector. David Weiss is chief economist at Standard & Poor's. He says the economy has lost momentum from the third quarter, when it was growing at a solid 4% rate.
It's a very disappointing report. Now, some of this may be special factors, but still, 40,000 job losses, nothing to sneeze at. And it means that employment for the year as a whole is now down.
One reason for the job losses in November, retailers of all people were doing less hiring. That's because with fewer shopping days before Christmas, they didn't need as many part-time employees. Many retailers have reported softer sales. And other areas of the economy, like manufacturing, continued to shed jobs rapidly. Mark Zandi of Economy.com says until businesses feel more confident, that isn't likely to change.
Manufacturing is hemorrhaging from A to Z, from apparel manufacturing to vehicle manufacturing. They're all laying off. We're seeing weakness in construction, commercial construction in particular. We're seeing weakness, obviously, in the transportation sector. The airlines continue to lay off. We're seeing weakness in investment banking. And most recently, we're seeing weakness in retailing.
And economists say with recent figures showing that productivity remains strong, many companies haven't had to do much hiring. Economist David Weiss says as long as that's the case, they may not have much incentive to add to their payrolls.
What you're really seeing is that corporations are being forced to push for productivity gains. They can't afford to hire new workers. They're too nervous to hire new workers, with the result that they're pushing for productivity rather than employment.
The 6% unemployment rate in November matched April's rate. It is the highest the jobless rate has been since July of 1994. At that time, the economy was also recovering from recession. Economist Mark Zandi says if things don't pick up soon, however, the economy could find itself in even deeper trouble.
The recovery's in jeopardy. If businesses do start laying off more aggressively, the recovery will unravel back into recessions, particularly given the potential conflict with Iraq. I think as long as that's looming out there as an issue, businesses are just not going to step up and hire, invest, travel, advertise, all the things they normally do. And as long as they're not doing any of that, this recovery is going to remain fragile at best.
Also worrisome to economists like Zandi, there are more people whose unemployment benefits are running out. He says around 20% of those who are currently unemployed have been out of work longer than half a year. The weak report does make it more likely the Bush administration will push more aggressively for new tax cuts. Federal Reserve Board meets next week. However, most analysts don't expect anything to happen. They say after cutting interest rates 0.5% at its last meeting, the Fed is likely done for now. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.